It's your boy, DJ ATL11 Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Yo, yo.
Yo.
Dude, what's up, Six Eyes? How we doing? How you doing?
All right, bro. How you doing? How you doing?
I can't complain, man. Can't complain. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on, Roe versus Wade. Whew, it's a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff.
We will be having a pandemic. Yeah, we're going to get into all that. But, man, you know what yesterday was. So they started out great, man. So the homeboy, AJ, the squad, they blessed me with a carrot coffee maker.
I know. Your B-Day.
That's
your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
You know. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So that started off the day. So now, because you know, when I make my coffee normally, you know, I use the pot. And phone rang. I go downstairs. There's AJ with my gift. So shout out to him. Shout out to the squad. Great birthday present. I said it started off great early. Then had a surprise birthday party that my aunts threw me. Then had a celebration on the air. So, man, fucking amazing. Fucking amazing.
Wow. Well, we got some exclusives tonight, too, yo. But, you know, but let's talk about your amazing party, man. Your amazing day. Because it was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, this is the first year, you know, that Mama Six Eyes did not sing Happy Birthday to me. So started off very emotional. And then one thing she told me, she said, son, every day is your birthday. And she said, even I'm here now, but even when I'm gone, I'm still going to be there. Still going to be there, son.
Right.
So it's like after I was feeling like I was feeling, it's like those words came. And it's just so crazy that those words are a reality. Those words are surreal. And those words, it's like a home run, but it's like a home run of like, remember what I told you.
Yeah.
So it's like with those words, she knocked it out of the park. So after that, like I said, the day got greater. You know, the day got greater because I reflected. Then met brother from another mother. Got my gift. They've been planning this stuff like all week. I didn't know. So man, it's just a beautiful feeling, man. So that started it off. And like I said, then the party, and I got a video out there that's going crazy. I don't know if you checked it out.
No, I haven't, but you know, definitely will check it out. I think I did see it on Facebook. It was very fun. I could tell you had a good time, man. You was having a great time on that video.
Yeah. So those are my Huggy Bears.
Okay, that's what's up.
Should have been real cool. Check it out.
Whew.
Yeah, bro.
Heavy.
Now, I know last time I talked to you, you said you were up for an award. Did you get it?
Oh, man, let me tell y'all something, man. I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell the 6-5 family first thing. Let's start first. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Mr. Six Eyes. Thank you, Six Eyes family. Thank you, Six Eyes. Thank you, Mikhail. Thank you, all the people who came through on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I highly appreciate you guys. Definitely highly appreciate it. And this is something me and you had a talk about off the air. And you remember when my godfather passed, how I felt, and I was feeling real bad about he's gone on. And you said something key, and it really touched my spirit. And I knew exactly what my godfather passed, but I had to remember that I actually did something great. I got him another award for what he was doing. I got him mentioned more. And you brother said that because I was thinking everything was bad. But going forward to today, I did get this award. And I don't know what to say. I cried. It's a heavy award. It's a very nice, kind of like it's kind of like a raindrop, but it's very nice. And it made me think about how heavy things are on us as human people, how you work so hard in life, and you work so hard at certain things, and you just want to be appreciated. And it's not so much about me being appreciated and getting this award. It's about showing people and someone honoring you for what you're doing so younger people can know that when they do something, they get honored. And they can see, hey, man, that guy's doing something. And then he get honored. That backs up that that's something unique about it. So I did get an award. And I don't know. I got to tell you guys, I cried for it. I mean, some people say, "Ah, this is your first one." Either. I like, well, to me, it means a lot. It means so much, man, guys. Y'all don't know how much a blessing it is to actually receive something for something you worked hard all your life for, and to get knowledgeable for it is just a blessing. Six Eyes. I would be lying if I did not. I would be lying if you did not. I don't think I could have got this award if I didn't be involved with Six Eyes Radio Network. And my godfather, bless Harvey Scales, bless my greatest mentor of all time, Mr. Bobby Bird, James Brown, Bob Patton, Mr. Manning Campbell, Mr. Maurice Starr himself, the general. Man, I got so many people I can just sit here right now and say I don't know, you know, it's honor. I mean, guys, y'all just don't know. It's a very huge honor. And just sitting here looking at it, and I also bless my father, which is past. You know, I'm telling you guys, you know.
Amen. It's all right.
Oh, my God. I mean, my father told me that one day he told me something. And he said, you might get knocked down, you might get hit, you might get thing, and you might not never receive anything, but you get a blessing. But for me to get that award like this, I wish my dad was here to see me get this award. I know he's in heaven.
Listen,
he's God heaven.
Listen, one thing about it, like I told you, when our people go on, they are still there. Energy never dies. Energy never dies. Energy keeps moving. Energy will be here long after we are dust in the wind. Our energy still remains. So being the fact that our parents, well, both my parents, you're still blessed to have your mom, but your father is still there. When you got that award, your father got that award. So it's all right to cry. But remember, when you smile, smiles. And both of you got the award. Both of you. You put that award, you display it happily, and that award is for you and your father because you're continuing the work that your father set forth.
That's right.
He laid the blueprint, and you just follow that blueprint. You don't know, shifting gears, the squad is becoming great broadcasters in their own right. And it's my goal. They're going to be great. They're going to be great. And all they got to do, I teach them everything I know. And I'm telling you, you got it. When you get a chance to listen to the show, listen to the show. Because one thing you're going to hear.
I definitely want to fall through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely want to fall through. I'm going to fall through next Friday.
And they haven't forgot you. Like I said, we're family. So there's no – everybody's in their own room. But we see each other all the time. You know, it's a
guys, I will display this award and let everyone see it and put it on Facebook. I've not done much yet, and I'm really still grasping in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy on my chest and spirit. I want to make sure I'm at the right time. I put it up on my page and let people see how I won the award. I actually did record the whole ceremony. The ceremony itself is very special. It said there's a lot of special guests. Got a chance to hang around Mr. Chris Thomas, former mayor of BET Comics. I'm not coming.
Rap City.
Rap City.
They call him my twin. They say Chris Thomas is my twin.
Yes, he is your twin, Six Eyes. And I did get a chance to thank Six Eyes Radio when I did the interview, I think. But the thing is, hanging with him and a lot of great legendary and the AHA and some more big celebrities and be able to get an award with those guys. I mean, these folks are huge, and for me to get an award from there is very a blessing.
Listen,
Let me say this to you.
So in life, God knows everything. Okay?
That's right.
He knows your thoughts. He knows our thoughts. And you are just as important as anybody in that room. So you're among the people, but these are people, everybody got their own talents.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their own talents, their own gifts. Okay? So you hear it every Friday. Now, you got two people that can't get along. Now, squad, that's for special qualities you add. So that's several personalities getting together each week, pushing for the same goal. So it's kind of like a basketball team. So everybody play their part. Everybody got their strengths that they bring. And you hear that. You hear that every Friday. Check them out, everybody. AJ and the squad, check them out. 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. Check them out, like the page, and that's how that goes. Okay, so if they can do it, so you wonder why you got, I know other people that do other shows, okay, and they argue, and it's crazy, but see, this is on a totally different network. But you listen, and it's kind of crazy. So on the other hand, here at Six Eyes Radio Network, we give quality shows. Okay,
right.
That's our goal. That's our goal. That's our standard. That's what we do. That's what we do. Okay. So you saying that you have been in the room with these people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. They may have a couple more fans than you. But you're just as important, and you belonged in that room. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been there. And somebody that went
thing.
To the, somebody. Okay.
I want
to
say
somebody
one thing.
Went,
on top of what, I want to say something. I have to say about this award show, and I want people.
Okay,
to
but hold on.
Because
hold,
I think,
hold on. Hold on. Because I, hold on. Mm-hmm. I did teach you that once I'm complete talking, then you talk. Now,
right.
What, so what? Yeah, I, so what I'm saying to you is, you went through the same thing that somebody that we all know went through, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry went through the same situation to where he's around all these stars, you know. He sat at the table with Yolanda Adams. He sat at the table with Yolanda Adams. And he asked Yolanda Adams, why am I here? Okay? And just like I told you, you're there because that's where you belong. You're meant to be in the room. That's what I have to say to you, and I continue.
Thank you so much. And I know I'm going to switch the focus on this. And I want to explain to y'all about this award because I think this award is very, not award, but the award show itself is very special. And it needs to be more of these. I'm calling out to America. I'm calling out. And I'm going to talk on us as far as black people because I want to talk about African Americans here in America. Because I want everyone to understand why we award shows are very important for us. When you're a young man and you see great people doing great things, and they're doing these great things, and we don't see anyone acknowledging them and giving them awards for greatness, we get despaired and think that what they're doing is just not nothing special. Then we lose interest in our own dreams and our own ambitions. And we find ourselves taking into stereotype situations like, well, black man can't do this, or black man can't do this. All black people do is want to kill each other. So I thought this show was very important. It was a need for this show. It's not so much about me getting awards. It's about me letting young people and people like me, or even younger people who aren't like me, see something and seeing that we're doing something great, and we're getting respected for being great, and we're getting awarded for being great. And doing the right things and putting the special situation together for the people of the world. That's what I want people to understand why this award is so special and it's heavy.
Well,
and when I mean
well,
heavy, it's all the pages. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Six.
Here's the thing. Never downplay your accomplishments. You don't downplay your
right.
accomplishments. Because.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you talk your shit. Talk your shit, ATL.
No, right. I have
talk
to say,
shit.
I have
Listen,
to say this, folks.
ATL.
And, hey, I
have
ATL,
to talk your shit.
Yeah,
talk your
I
shit.
Know. I have
talk
to say
shit.
This, folks, and I'm going to say it.
Talk your
that
shit.
That award was so heavy, y'all, and I'm going to tell you, it's in common why it's so heavy on me is all the stuff I had to go through, all the pain and suffering, all losing all my godfathers, my celebrity friends, my regular friends, people I know personally to me, the kind of situations I had to go through, losing my father, trying to fight, trying to keep pushing forward in life, trying to hold my family together, pressure was in that ward. So it meant more than anything. It's very special for me to have, and I deserve that. Because the weight is so heavy, and I can feel the weight, and this kind of gives me a chance to breathe and relax and to understand that life is challenged. I want everyone to hear my voice when I say this. You're going to go through things. There's no way around it, and you're going to have to face things. I don't care how much drugs and how much drinking or whatever you think is going to help you. No, you still have to face these things as you. You still got to hold your seatbelt up, getting the seatbelt, unsnapping your seatbelt, but you stand forward. You have to deal with these things, and you have to understand that life is heavy. It ain't easy. Life situations are going to pop up, and you can't quit. You have to keep fighting. Me and Six have lost our father, and also Six have lost his mother. We're not giving up. We got to keep pushing. They want us to keep pushing. We've lost loved ones, grandparents, uncles, just like every one of you guys. That don't mean for us to give up and give up to the whole thing. We still got to keep fighting. I know this big Absolutely. Thing with Roe versus Wade, but I want to say something about this, y'all. I do want to say something on top of Roe versus Wade. I'm going to say this. Whatever you believe in, if you believe it's right and you want to do, go out there and do something about it. Not harm somebody, not hurt, but go out and speak your word and give your opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what it is. Talking it and speaking your opinion is nothing wrong with that. That's all I want to say. I'm passing all my boy Six Eyes because, oh, Six Eyes, before we come back and talk to you, I think I need to go play some music right quick. I want to play a song, and I want to play this song because I think this song is so strong, and we're playing it from
is
last week.
Single?
And I'm playing
it before. Is this your single?
Now, this is the single that I like. It's called Solo. And the reason why I think it's so solo, even though I'm going to say this, y'all, I won this award. It's great I won this award. I'm going to be okay because I won this award. I'm telling you that. But in reality, I am not going to be okay because that's like Six I said, our great loved ones that we want this, our family, the members and people to see us get this award, they're not here. But they're here in spirit, so there is something good. So that's why I say it is okay. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song right now by my KJO featuring Raz Solo. The song is called Solo. We'll go ahead and play it right quick, and we'll be right back. And we'll get into some things, Six Eyes, because we got a lot. We got to talk about this new idea concept, this show we got going, right? We get Red Pocket. And also, I was trying to do, I'm going to see if I can do a premiere tonight, because I got Men at Large, got a new single, man.
DJ AGL Leather Styles. Congratulations on
your
award.
That's right. All right, thank you. And
Talk
here's the single, KJ featuring Raz Solo.
Talk your shit when you get back.
Solo.
Talk
All
your
right.
shit.
Inside the mirror, see a face that I don't recognize. Airways still polluted, revolution will be televised. Still can't watch the news, the politics look like a pantomime. Agents all around me trying to take my soul and weaponize. Still can't trust the soul cause they might take the truth and improvise. Burned so many bridges recent, I can't even see the sky. Careful let the compliments, the devil come in new disguise. Nowadays it's do or die, unity need you and I. Hit the gram and do the most, act like everything is fine. Act like a brother don't bleed and a brother don't feel and a brother don't cry sometimes. Won't go back, no, can't go back to the feeling I really wanna die sometimes. Get some pussy, penetrate, blow a steam and medicate. If that don't work, I meditate. If that don't work, I hit repeat. If that don't work, I work on me. If that don't work, what time will tell? If they won't say, I tell myself.
Sometimes I'm not okay, and that's okay. Same shit new day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pain, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight, or so they say. I'll wear that smile.
It would be easy, it was a challenge. Nobody showed me the ropes, I had to learn to balance on my own. Put in that hard work with the talent and grow. Learn to let love cleanse the palate and soul. I know my skin tone makes the news. We bend and break the rules. We see through smoke and mirrors, it feel like April Fools. Visit Ronnie in that level 4 prison, can't play it cool. Survivor's guilt be on my back when I sit in that waiting room. I wonder, why is luck on my side and my cover? Notice the patterns around me, feeling like the rings of Saturn around me, orbit, yeah. why all of this chatter around me. Falling deep in the abyss, but it don't matter. Sometimes I'm not okay.
Yo, it's your boy DJ ATL and Styles back at you. Six Eyes, what's up? I see we got a guest that came on here. 2686.
666 Eyes Radio, kicking it with Six Eyes Radio and ATL Elena Styles. Six Eyes Radio, 424-243-9617. What's up, world? Surrounding Sydney States, faraway countries. You're rocking with the best Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey, how you doing, 2686? What's up? How you doing?
Yo, yo, how you doing? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello? 2686?
Hello, you're on the air. Did they press the one?
Sound like she's speaking. Sound like it's speaking robot.
Okay.
Or internet.
Hang up. Call right back because we cannot hear you.
I just need to
call
so
back.
Let's try one more time. Let's try one more time. There we go. Okay.
Hello, hello. Who's there?
All right. Hello. 2686, error code 803. Well, they dropped. Okay, they gonna call back.
Okay.
They just dropped.
All right. Carry on with the show.
All right, let's get to this. And I know we got a new art concept we finna do, man, and I'm excited about this concept. I think it's gonna be fun.
Right.
We're gonna be bringing in the old school artists, and we're gonna be comparing these. We're gonna do some blast to the past. We're gonna bring in some of these great artists, man, like Michael Jackson. We're going to do the albums. We're going to do some of those Frankly Beverly and Mays albums. And we're going to do some stuff that people are doing today. And we're going to try to get some of these guys on the phone, too, at the same time.
And
let them create their music, man.
One of the people we're going to start off with, so Karen White, I talked to her yesterday on my morning show that I do. So I talked to her. So shout out to Karen White. She got an iconic award. Yesterday at the Black Honors, herself.
Wow. Oh,
D. Karen she was
White.
Honored. Yes, she was honored with the Iconic Award. Also, Tevin Campbell, Drew Hill, Mary was honored as well. So we want to say congratulations to all of them from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Congratulations. We will definitely have her on air. Absolutely. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we will definitely get. She'll be the first kickoff. And also, I did want to let you know, Barcase got a new single featuring Jazzy Faye. You know, I'm definitely
going
to play that. You know, my godfather, you know, is also was best friends with the lead singer for Barcade, and I know he would have wanted me to make sure I played that new single featuring his son, Jazzy Faye, which is a legendary producer here in the ATL hip hop. Yeah, Jazz Fizzy. Yes, man. The song is called Choosy.
Yes.
We're going to try to get it on tonight. And then one of our favorite friends of the show, Men at Large, man, got a new single, man.
Yeah, not only do they got a new single, they got a new album called Love Benefits. Y'all make sure y'all cop that. Make sure y'all cop that album, Love Benefits, by Men at Large. 30 years since they've been gone. They're back like they never left. Make sure y'all cop that album, Love Benefits, by Men at Large. I checked it out today. I got my copy. I bought it. I didn't download it. I didn't stream it. I bought it. So buy your copy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, listen, this
album definitely.
Right,
and I'm going to tell you, that album is off the chain, too. It is a great album. Also, another gentleman we will be also bringing into the fold is Mr. LaVale, who did a song with Anthony Hamilton. So.
Brother, I remember I taught you in radio that once I'm
complete, probably, go ahead. No, I was just, it's
cool.
The features.
Cool.
Go ahead. We got a lot of people coming, y'all.
So I was still talking about Love Benefits by Men at Large, which came out yesterday. I listened to it today. Very solid album from top to bottom. No skippers. Definitely vocally, you can hear the growth in their vocals. You can hear the composition, nice composition. Sonically, it sounded great. And the writing, shout out to Jay Sean Champion. Excellent, excellent writing, man. I mean, this is their best project to date. This right here,
okay.
you can hear it. Now, the other albums was great. But this album right here, I'm telling you, get yours. Love Benefits. Six Eyes approved, and they'll definitely be on the air with an interview soon. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to be playing that. We definitely want to play. And I'm going to tell you one single I do live, and I'm going to tell you I'm feeling this single that came off that album. It's called Real Close. Very nice song, man. Very nice. And that just dropped today.
That's the one I like. Let's get into it.
Well, I don't got it in here, but we're gonna get to it tonight. And also, I also want to let you guys know we're gonna be also doing an exclusive interview too. We're gonna be bringing on Mr. LaVale, you know, the son that got with Anthony Hamill. He's got a full album. He's been out there on the Billboard charts for a minute. I know everybody knows a little song he got remixed together with remix and also original version. He got two remixes and he got two remixes of that song, which is featuring Anthony Hamilton. So, yeah, we about to make some moves here on the Six Eyes Radio, man. Like, y'all got to stay tuned. We're going to make some big things happen.
Six Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-967. Did you ever learn how to do that? You ain't learned how to do that yet, have you?
Try that. It's your boy, DJ ATLLL1000. He's on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yeah, you know I got my own ties of faith. And, you know, it's also exclusive music when the music is brand down in two, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to go ahead and play one of my independent artists, man. I feel like I said this cat had a nice sound, and I think he always going to be one of my favorite artists right now out there in the independent land. Y'all, a lot of people sleeping on this guy. His name is D-Red, and he got a song called Rain On Me. We're going to play it right now. We'll come back, Six, and we'll be better. Here we go. Rain On Me, D-Red. All right,
you're going to try that when you come back.
Just fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. Hey, I ain't been a lot of places, I ain't seen a lot of things, but this life feel high, and that bitch gotta get. But if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay. Mama thuggin' for a baby, just to see a better day. You weren't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had. And don't be trippin' if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back just to fall, put my back against the wall, hey. And I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of partners jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and naughty, seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bringing plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah. Ooh, hey,
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
Ooh.
up? It's DJ ATL from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Doing it big here, man. Man, Six Eyes. Six Eyes. We got to talk.
Yo.
This is pretty big. What is our huge take on this whole Roe versus Wade? Because it's a very big comment. And do women should have their rights, or should they have the right to say I can kill a baby?
Right.
Or before, go ahead, let me let you talk.
Before we get into this, I want you to type in SFX on the board and play that disclaimer. We're about to get into it.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's do it.
That's SFX. You see disclaimer. It says disclaimer.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. It should come up here.
Man,
I thought I saw it. I know I've seen it the other day. I was looking at it. But I've done it before.
Live radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Queen.
Let's get ready to rumble.
All right, hold on. I don't see
now,
a disclaimer.
Now,
did
now,
they
did
move
now,
it?
See how it? That's what that was for.
Huh?
That's what those ads was for. Did you hear me?
That
did
was
hear
the
what
breaking of noun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you hear how smooth that went? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's there. Keep looking.
It's there. It's got to be there.
That's right. So y'all give a call at 424-243-9617. Phone lines are open. The Six Eyes Radio Network. Go to iHeartRadio for your Android users. Go to Six Eyes. Go to iHeartRadio for your Android users. Type in Six Eyes, SIXEYES, space radio, RADIO. Press subscribe. And for your Apple users, same thing. In the search engine, type in Six Eyes, SIXEYES, space radio, RADIO. And you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. Hey, you might as well put this number in your phone. The Six Eyes Radio Network number is 424-243-9617. Once again, that's 424-243-9617. Why use those eyes to try to find that disclaimer? Will you do it before we get off air? We don't know, but we'll find out. Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking it with ATL and Six Eyes. Six Eyes Radio, Six Eyes, Six Eyes, Six Eyes Radio. You're listening to Kicking It with Six Eyes and the DJ ATL Elena Style. Who am I? I'm Six Eyes. But y'all make sure y'all cop that new Minute Large album, Love Benefits, available on all platforms. Like I said, from top to bottom, no skippers. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. I got my copy today, and it just goes to show you they're on tour now. They're on tour now. Now, a while back, they had some shows that didn't work out because they didn't sell enough tickets, but that's in the past now, so they don't have to worry about that no more. They are putting asses in the seats now, and that's what all that matters. Come on, dude. What the fuck are you doing, ATL?
Cousin. No, cousin. Hey, yo. I can't find a disclaimer. Somehow it's been moved off. It's bleeding itself out of the system. I'm looking at all the FX right now. Could it just be disclaimer? Let me see, because I'm looking at all of the
That's
ones
what
in
it,
here.
It says disclaimer.
It's supposed to be
disclaimer.
Okay, let me try. No, I put FX first. You said play FX first. And it's not. I don't see this. Okay, let's see this.
So when you type in S as in Sam, F as in French fries, X as in X-ray. Sam, French fries, X-ray. That's what you're supposed to type in. S-F-X.
Yeah, it's a drop. Okay, here we go. All right, let's go, because this is very serious topic.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yay, one more time. Yay.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right.
So let's,
let's get into this. All right, so 50 years ago, they had what was called Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade. And what that was giving a woman a right to choose in the event that she got pregnant. It was her choice to birth that baby to term or to abort that baby. Well, now, since they overturned Roe versus Wade, now abortions are illegal. They're illegal. So if you were to get pregnant, it would be against the law to terminate that baby. Now, they made that decision yesterday. Now, here's what I'm afraid of, ATL. Now, being that that is the case, and for our listeners, go to Google and type in the number of abortions per year, and let's get a count on that. It is 7.9 billion Americans in the world right now, 7.9 billion Americans in the world. So let's see how many abortions are done per year. We'll have that for you in a moment.
All right. Abortions a year in the United States of America. Well, according to Forbes, I'm trying to get through Forbes, guy. According to Forbes, since 1970.
Forbes? Forbes does not tally abortion.
Do this. I think I looked wrong. Let me look at this.
Oh, my God. This dude went to Forbes.
No, I said Forbes. It was giving me his birth. They say more than 1,000. They say more than 100,000 births a year. But it's not giving me. Hold on. Let me type something
else.
I said
abortions.
I don't think I got it.
Abortions, not births. I said abortions.
Yeah, abortions. That's what I'm saying, abortions. They're not giving me that for the full purpose. They just gave me a number. I'm trying to get to what it actually currently. Okay, you said again. Here's a question: how many abortions happen per year? And the question, and I'm just trying to get a number. Oh God! If you calculate a year, we're talking about 629,889 people a year. If that, I don't think that's right. That can't be right. That can't be right. That cannot be a total of how many abortions in the United States in a year. That's probably got to be calculated over. Oh yeah, that's got sometimes. That's got to be calculated over 5 or 6 years of that. I mean, that's way too high. Hold on, let me see something. Cause see, it's not get that question. They're giving me something. Not they're not giving me per year. They're trying to give me all times. I'm trying to get just a year. Let me see something here, guys.
Okay, type in since 2022. Type in since 2022, how many abortions have there been? Just type that in. Come on, man.
I'm doing it. Hold on. Just bear me.
While he's typing, I'm going to say a little to our listeners out there. We appreciate you.
Oops, there's no results for that. So let's go 21.
Okay. Well, on a brighter, happy note, I am a great uncle. My nephew was born the 21st, first day of summer. same day birthday as Tweety. Yo, this is Tweety. She's now 17 years old. So that's a great thing. And my nephew was born on her birthday. He's a summer baby, first day of summer. My great-nephew, Montario. And they're smiling down from the heavens. Mom, dad, sister, and brother. So welcome to the world, little great-nephew, from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll have your little voice soon.
Well, if I'm listening to this right, and I'm just giving you an estimate, this is what they said. In this 3 years of abortion has declined. They said it's declined, but they was doing nearly 70,000 in 3 years. That's what they told her to have in 3 years. 70, that is a lot of babies.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I mean, good Jesus Christ. You mean... And, I mean, that's in 3 years. That's not counting across the country. I mean, that's not counting outside of Earth. I mean, that's, to me, that's, you're talking what? In 3 years, this was the total?
That's a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Well,
yeah.
This made my story even much more worse than I think it is now, because let me give my take now, because I think I better go ahead. No, let me let you finish, because when my take come in, I just think that this is something that I find is very disturbing. And I want to talk to my ladies and I want to talk to my guys, and I hear my ladies say they feel like that government is trying to tell them how to use their bodies and how to work their bodies and help make decisions, not give them a chance to make decisions. But let's talk about this because
check it out. Here's what we're going to do. You make a call. I make a call. We get some females on the line. And here they take. Because we never will know how it is to birth a child into the world. And like I say,
right.
I do not believe in abortion. I don't. I don't.
Well,
I believe if you're ready. I believe. Dude, you're jumping me. I believe that if people are ready to have children, then they have children, okay? If the child is planned, that's a great thing. But you can't go out to these up to Lake Bluff and then, you know, your girl is pregnant and then you don't want to take care of the baby. Now, that's something totally different. You know, so if you go up to Lake Bluff and you end up getting your girl pregnant, then you be a man, you stand there and you take care of that baby. If you got to sell pop can, pop bottles, as my mother always told me, if you got to sell pop bottles and pick them up off the sidewalk, off the highways, you're going to take care of that baby. That's what she always told me. Okay?
Real talk.
So with that, you know, I love children. And when I have children, it would definitely be taken care of. And thank God the Lord has blessed me not to have to do that, but I'm not above it, okay? Because that child has to eat. That child has to eat. But only case I would say that I wouldn't want a woman to have a baby if that woman was violated, if she was raped, because that's going to bring turmoil to her life. And that baby will be a constant reminder, because that baby was not made in love. That baby was made out of force. And that woman should not have to endure that.
Right.
Let me try to get some chicks.
But I want to that's why I want to add something to that, because I want people to hear this part.
Mm-hmm.
This is where, because I know that's the argument we all talk about, and that's what keeps this thing. But I want to say something on top of that. If this woman was raped, she was sodomized at that time, there should be something together right now for her to take, so she doesn't wait 6 or 7 months and decide that, hey, I think it's time for me to terminate the baby because it actually can kick in my stomach. I think that's where I do have an issue, and this is something I do want to say, and I need to get this off my chest. I think this is very important, guys. All right, we have to look at this from a logical standpoint, because that's what I want. And a lot of people say Christianity, stop talking to the church, because this has nothing to do with the church and Christianity. This has a lot to do with the amendment of the Constitution. The Constitution gives us all right as a citizen to be equal and put in. That's what it's been put in. That's what Martin Luther King and a lot of great ancestors and or whatever we want to say was fighting for us to have independence or whatever, consider, but we are under the Constitution. Now, to give a woman a right because she feels she's having this child and she's 12 years, 12, 6, 3, 4 months out and the baby's already popping in the stomach and it's kicking, it's time to have abortion. To me, is wrong. No human should have that kind of power over life, the end life, at that point. I think that decision should be made right then and then. You're not going to have a child way before you just let the child blossom in you. This is just my take on it. My thing is, too, I don't like this whole abortion thing. It's because of the fact that it's showing us, and as far as for black women, it's showing us that we're not responsible and we're not willing to sit and fight. We're willing to quit and give up. That's what I call it, give up. You're giving up on your life. You're giving up on your husband. You're giving up on everything. And I heard some say, well, you know, I can't afford a baby, man. So you can't afford it. Find somebody that can help you. Or if you don't want the child, at least give birth to it and probably let it become adopted so they can find someone to love. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of times young people, as a young person, you're still developing as a mind of a person. Maybe later on down the road you'll see your child and you need that child to help you get a kidney. It might be that child was going to help save your life. You know, that's your offspring. And I think everyone needs to understand that. And that's what I get the whole thing when they say, well, I'm raped and don't. I understand that. Yeah, go ahead and do it then. But don't wait 6 or 7 months because the baby's kicking your stomach. Let's go ahead and get rid of him. That's my whole take on this whole thing. And don't lead people on. Don't lead men on. Oh, I'm mad at him and I'm going to not have abortion because he didn't screw Jack. He screwed Jill. I mean, or he didn't screw Kim. I mean, it should not be at that point for no kind of decision like that being made. You're the mother and you're the powerful one. And when you sat down and laid down and gave and proceeded to go forward to have the child come in, you need to keep having the child come in. But I'm going to pass the mic back to Six. That's all I wanted to say on that. I don't want to go too stentious with that, but I do agree that one more thing I do want to say that's important. I know everybody's attacking Clarence Thomas and the Supreme Court, but it really can't hold up between them. That's not in the Constitution that it gives women the right to destroy life. It doesn't do that. And it shouldn't allow that. And I also want to say, please stop attacking them because they don't have anything. They did the right thing. They left it up to state. And I think every state should make that decision. And this whole thing I hear everybody keep saying civil rights is going away. They're going to ban it. It's not being banned. It's just that certain states y'all going to be able to. And plus, you know, women who do want to get abortions who can't afford it and they want to do it early, they're going to have a way to get them to the other states where they are legally, and they might be able to pay for everything. So let me pass the ball to Six Eyes because I want that part to be heard first. All right.
Those are my circumstances, you know, if that woman is raped, and I want that baby to be a constant reminder, okay? But if you do get pregnant, carry the baby to term. Okay, and then, and this is outside of being raped. If you have not been raped, okay, carry that baby to term, and then you can drop that baby off at a safe place, a hospital, police station, or fire station, and that baby will be safe. And if you feel you cannot take care of that baby, you can put that baby up for adoption, and that baby will find a loving home. And then maybe you can make arrangements to stay in that baby, you know, keep up with the baby. And then maybe you could, if you feel like you're able to provide for the baby at a later time, then maybe you can, you know, stay a part of that baby's life, you know, if the adopted parent allow you to. That's an option. Now, did you try to get some chicks on the phone to get their opinion?
I try reaching out to some right now, and I'm going to bring some in. Before we
come
get into it, we might go to some more music. We're going to go to some music, man. I'm going to play my late Godfather and stuff. You know I got a war. You know I have to come with it. And my boy's birthday, man, you know I got to come with it. I got to come with the first
Absolutely. Shout out.
Single in history. I have to play it. We're going to play the first platinum recorded in history single that was put out there. Disco Lady. That
That's
was written by my godfather, Harvey Scales.
Harvey Scales.
By my man, Johnny Taylor. Let's hit it, y'all.
Johnny Taylor. Jerry Curl Johnny
Taylor. All right. Let's shake him up.
Shake him up, shake him down.
All right. It's your boy, ATL Atlanta Styles. We back at you, Mr. Six Sides, man. Woo.
Yo.
You hear it, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Taylor.
Hello.
Johnny Taylor.
One lady on the phone since we won.
Nice.
Everybody
wants to hear a woman. What's going on over there?
We want to hear a woman's perspective on Roe vs. Wade. I have on the phone right now the Miss Angel herself, Pateki.
What's up?
How you doing, Angel?
Buddy, how you doing? It's a good Angel.
No, but real quick, I just want to make a shout out to one of my cousins, Bobby, all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He got killed, his funeral today. So just put out for my cousin Bobby, Michael, Michelle, Kim Brown, and Rochelle, Michelle, and the Browns family, whatever. He lost his life at the age of 27.
Definitely we send our condolences from Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah.
One of Harvey's, send our condolences.
Condolences.
Thank you.
Condolences. Yeah. Praying for strength and comfort for
I
your
family. I
actually
had two of my cousins, but I was trying to get them in, but they didn't, one of them didn't answer the phone or whatever. So,
when they call, you know, let them know. And we definitely open our phone lines for them. I definitely want to ask you, because we're doing this, we're talking about Roe versus Wade, and we would like to hear a woman's perspective on how they feel about them changing the laws. I mean, not changing, but actually getting reversed. How do you feel about the government telling you whether you can have abortion on your child or not? I'd like for you to give a perspective, because you're a woman. You can probably talk about this more perspective because it's your body.
Like what they're doing right now?
Yeah. Once you talk about Roe, by them reversing the Roe versus Wade, by people not having the women not having the choice to make the decision.
Well, actually, I think, you know, like, you know, the gas and prices going up and stuff, whatever. I just hoping maybe, you know, it would come to some conclusions and we can all get this all fixed up and, you know, just come in one piece, not a bag pack, just one piece, and we can all have some type of situation where all this, you know, can get out. Because, like, when you go into, like, different stores and stuff like that, everything is, like, different now. Everything is, like, gone and now. Every price is going up. Every house is going up. It's, like, really going crazy. So let's just give it up to God and see what God we can do about it. That's what I
can say. Angel? Okay, so maybe he didn't pose the question. Okay, do you know what Roe versus Wade is?
No.
Are you okay? Let me tell you what Roe versus Wade is. Okay, so 50 years ago, they put into law that if a woman was to get pregnant, that woman had the right to carry that baby to term. Or
oh,
she
for
the
abortion?
Abort the baby. Yes. So my question to you is, they overturned it. They overturned it. So whereas you used to go get an abortion, now you're not allowed. It's against the law to get an abortion. So you being a woman, what do you think, how do you think about the change in the law? Because now it's illegal to get an abortion. What do you think?
To be honest, I really don't think that it's right for a woman to get abortion. I don't think they should do that, because it's like you're killing your inside of your body and you're killing a baby that come inside you. I don't think that's right. Now, I think that before the person that decided to do anything, they should have thought about that a long time ago. But I don't think that's right, you know, for any woman right there just to get abortion. If you made your mistake, you should never have your legs open. So killing something else, that would hurt me. I don't think it's right.
I think it's right. Okay, so is there any circumstances that you think it would be right? Is there any other circumstances outside of going up to Lake Bluff and having a good time and then getting pregnant? Do you think there's any other situations outside of that that you would change your mind, change your view?
No, because you need to think about what you're doing before you make the first step.
Okay.
You should think about anybody that come in and try to do something before they out there partying and stuff, and then they get pregnant, then they find out they're pregnant, then they have abortion. I don't think that's right.
Okay, let me give you some scenarios, okay? And these are all hypotheticals,
yeah.
Okay? These are all hypotheticals. Okay, let's say you're out partying, and let's just say on the way to your car, you're grabbed, and then you are raped, and then you become pregnant. Would you, knowing that you were raped, would you carry that baby to term?
Actually, if I was raped, I would probably get an abortion or something, because you don't know who that person is. She might have something. So, yeah, that could be a problem right there, too. So I would get one out there, too, if I was raped and found out that,
see,
you know,
that
I got pregnant or something.
See,
where I could, yeah.
So, yeah, you got to look at all variants of it. So that right there, like I said, that's where I said that's the only way that I would agree with it, because, you know, you don't want to be a constant reminder of that baby being brought into the world and it's not in love. Other than that, if you're not ready to be parents, you know, there's ways to avoid getting pregnant. So yeah, so thank you for that. Once again, condolences to your
absolutely,
family.
Definitely.
And we're gonna kind of shift gears. Thank you for your input on that. Okay, so today is the 25th of June. Where were you? This is the day the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, died. Where were you when Michael Jackson died? I can tell you where I was. I was at home. Both my parents at the time were still living. And I was in the basement. And that's when I found out that Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, one of my favorite artists, had passed away. So how did you feel during that moment? And for ATL and Angel and whoever else was on the line, where were you? Press the one if you want to let us know where you were.
Ooh, all right. It's your boy DJ ATL and Styles. I definitely remember that day. It was a sunny day here in the ATL, Atlanta. Driving traffic. I'm gonna let y'all know I wasn't working warehouse jobs anymore. I was actually delivering telephone books. I would never forget it. And I remember the breaking news coming on. I believe I heard it on 107 Magic 107.5 here in Atlanta, and they broke the news that Michael Jackson had passed. Now I'm gonna tell y'all something. I stood still when I heard that. Y'all got to remember, we went through COVID. Well, not COVID. What were we going through before that? We had the 2008 recession. We just got through going through 9/11. And to me, that was like a devastating thing that happened.
We were going through Ebola.
Right, Ebola. That's right. Ebola was around. But Ebola was the main one because Ebola and Michael passing at 50, because everyone always talked about, I mean, this is something I always talk about, young people. Man, Michael Jackson is going to be 100 years old. I never thought Michael Jackson would be the one that was going to pass. Because he always thought he was the greatest entertainer of all time, and they'll take care of him. And when we found out that, I mean, like I said, I remember the news breaking. I couldn't believe it. I had to get home from delivering telephone books to find out what happened. Because he was about to go on tour, too, guys. And I remember that day clearly about 2 weeks before that, me and Harvey had talked to Joe Jackson. So it's just, I mean, now thinking about that, it's mind-boggling. Now know that the greatest entertainer of all times in the history of the United States of America passed. And it's the way he passed, too, which was very interesting.
Revered and loved all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
A person that gave their all, over $300 million of his own money, a philanthropist, over $300 million. Mm-hmm. You got celebrities that have not gave a total of $300 million collectively. Okay. So it shows the kind of person that he was, okay? People talk about Never Neverland, but Never Neverland, in my opinion, was created because he did not have a childhood growing up. He couldn't dribble a basketball. He couldn't throw a football around. He couldn't go outside and have a normal time outside for an hour. He had to sneak to the store to buy candy. He was in the studio day and night. He didn't have a childhood. So once he was able to afford the lifestyle he wanted, he in turn gave back to the community for the childhood he didn't have. He made up later on in life when he could afford to, and that's why he created a Neverland amusement park for the kids. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is it to have beds inside of walls for the sick children? Okay? How awesome is that? Everybody go to the park. Everything, food, everything, rides, everything is opened up to you for free. All you got to do is show up. He provided clothes. He provided everything. All you could have showed up just with your clothes on your back. He got the kids' wardrobes. Whatever they didn't have, he got for them. And for them to tarnish that man's name like that, it just bothered me. You know, first off, don't be so quick to just give your child away for the summer and not know where they're at. Okay, it's Michael Jackson, but at least have a number, hey, where you can call and check on your child. You know, if this was allegedly to have gone on, I don't believe it. I don't believe he harmed those children. But, you know, people are going to think what they want to think. But I believe Michael Jackson was a beautiful soul. And like I said, he made Neverland to compensate for the time that he didn't have to be a child. And a great talent will definitely be missed. And we will forever play his music on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And before we get out of here, that's the last song we're going to play, a Michael Jackson song. Now, Angel, where were you when Michael Jackson passed? You remember?
Oh, she had to drop off. She had to do another plug, but we would definitely get her to make a comment on that.
Right.
I do want to say
something. Is there anybody
else on the line? Does anyone want to say anything? 0592, do you want to say anything? 0592, press 1, do you have anything you want to say about where were you at when Michael Jackson was died?
Welcome to the show. Press the 1.
0592. I guess there's nothing to say.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. If you ever want to speak, press the 1. Yeah, but that's just
wait.
Something.
All right, we're going to play a Michael Jackson song. We're going to play a Michael Jackson song, and we'll be back. We're going to play Remember the Time, because that's what I always remember by. 5-4-3-2-1-0. It's your boy, DJ ATL and Styles. MJ will remember the time.
Love Talk Radio.
Like it's so bad at all.
Michael
yeah.
Jackson off the wall.
Your boy.
Double play. Six Eyes Radio. If you don't turn that back on.
Yes.
If you don't turn that song
apologize.
Back on.
I apologize.
Love Talk Radio.
All right, guys. I had to break it down. That was not Remember the Time. That was Remembrance of Michael Jackson. That was off Three Off the Wall. Definitely would play another one by Michael.
Song, I'm gonna kill you.
And what was that next song? Because I don't want, because can't go back. It was Together.
That was Baby Be
that.
Mine. Play that next Michael Jackson song.
Where did they have that? Might not have it in here. Oh, yeah. Here we
you
go,
just
guys.
Played it.
Baby, Be Mine. All right, all right,
classic,
all right.
Classic, classic. Listen,
yeah,
now.
Like you said, six sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen.
MJ.
Now, both those are two of my favorite songs right there. Now, what did you notice about both those songs? Let's see if you hear music like I hear music. What did you hear about what did both those songs have? Let's see if you hear music like I hear music.
I tell you something I don't hear in the music today, but it was a quality
of music that
I like.
The question was, with those two songs that was played, what did you hear in those songs? I'm not talking about the music today.
Orange.
What did you hear in those two songs that are missing in music today?
Horns. A lot of horns.
Okay. So you're talking about
trumpets,
the composition.
Saxophone.
By the way, the Sea Wind horns played on those albums. Rod Temperton, the Sea Wind horns.
Mm-hmm.
Did all the horn section in that.
Mm-hmm.
But what was in both of
don't
those
hear
songs
that, kind of sound.
That are not. So what was in those two songs that we heard that you don't hear in today's music are what's called bridges. Each one of those songs had bridges.
Yeah, they had a bridge from bridge. There's still songs they do bridge, but I think most of the composition nowadays, I think music, they kind of don't too much care about doing the bridges, and or they don't have the progress of the technology. They don't really understand music, so I'll say that. But I think you're right. You could hear the bridges in all the songs, or those two songs. That's why I think those two songs are like classics. And it takes you when you hear real music. You hear real music.
Yeah,
it sounds realistic.
It's just called a bridge. It's just called a bridge. The bridge is the climax of the song. Okay. Like for baby be mine. Won't you stay with me until the morning sun? That was the bridge right there. Remember the night that the dawn would be different. That was the bridge and that song right there. And for Off the Wall. Leave it off the wall. Live your life off the wall so tonight. That was the bridge right there.
You're right. You don't hear that no more in other music. They
remember
don't do that.
That. Yeah.
I really realized that they don't do that anymore. And that's weird that they don't, most of the R&B artists don't really do bridge. They just do a straight lyrical singing and then boom, with a hook and that's it. And they're out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because songs were wrote different back then and it wasn't rushed. Now, right now, I want you to go to the board and type in James Ingram 100 Ways because on this June 26, 2022, would be my parents' 62nd anniversary had they both been here on Earth. So I want to dedicate this song to my mother and father in heaven from your son, the Six Eyes Radio Network, and for the listeners because they had fans. For Papa and Mama Six Eyes, this is the song for you from the Six Eyes Radio Network and your son, 100 Ways by James Ingram. Happy heavenly anniversary, 62 years, and they're reunited.
All right, James Ingram. All right, here we go. James Ingram, 100 Ways. Here we go, live here on the Six Eyes. This was Radio
Network. Compliment what she does. Her favorite song and hold.
It's your boy DJ. Okay, it's your boy DJ AT Atlanta Styles. We back at you, 86. Kind of went through a little separate, a little technical, but man, that always been one of my classic songs myself. Definitely love that song. It's dedicated. It is a classic by Mr. James Ingram, mm-hmm. 100 Ways.
Happy anniversary, I mean, Mom and Dad. Love you. Miss you tremendously. Yep.
That song is, I mean, one of the favorite songs. As a young gentleman growing up, and I had my little radio, and I used to, I think some of us could talk about this, you know, you had that little radio, you go to sleep at night time. I used to listen to Quiet Storm, and I'm a lot older down the day, and I used to hear that song. That was one of my, what I call Quiet Storm singles, 100 Ways by James. Mm-hmm. Anybody remember?
But check out
and
his
always
first
another
album.
Song.
Check out his first album called The Dude. That was his first album. It's called The Dude. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have two favorites that I love. Well, there's a couple classics that I do like about him, too. Just 100 Ways is one of his best ones. He also had Yo Mo B3, where he did the song with Michael McDonald, which is a classic. And also Patty Austin with Baby Come To Me, which everyone mostly knows the Baby I Come To Me. So, I mean, if we want to, you want to dip into those two, Mr. Six Eyes?
Absolutely. But before I do that, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, 10 a.m., get your prayers on without leaving the house. Join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show every Sunday. Just put this number in your phone. 424-243-9617. That number again is 424-243-9617. That's the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week, what you really want. We have a network. We have a variety of shows for you. So check us out. Like us on iHeartRadio for you Android users. Just type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Press subscribe. You'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. Any show you want to listen to on demand, at your pleasure to listen to. Also for Apple Music, and the same thing, go to the search, type in Six Eyes, SIXEYES, space radio, RADIO, press subscribe, and you'll have the whole lineup of the Six Eyes Radio Network. There's not a show you won't love. All right. Let's get into it. And if we still got our caller on the line, hey, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, definitely full. Definitely 0592 Erico 404. I think that's one of the guy moderators, to be honest with you. But, yo, check this out. We're going to play that James Ingram featuring Michael McDonald. Y'all both be there. I don't know what that says right, y'all mo be there, but that's how I used to stick in this one of my classics.
Y'all mo be there. Y'all mo be there. It's a prayer song.
Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to get that one. That's going to be first. And then we're definitely going to play one of the classic ones by Jane and Patty Austin.
You know what? You know what? Put me in the queue. Put me in the queue. This number is. I'm curious. Put me in the queue.
Okay.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough, 'cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes, we're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just what are we doing wrong? Just one, can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. We could just get through it. I know we could break through it.
gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going, and it seems that times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Are we going wrong? Just one, can we find a way to finally be right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. Oh, we could break through it if we could just get to it just once.
Taking you on the trip to Six Eyes Radio Network. Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
Definitely.
Great music. Great music. Six Eyes Radio Network. 424-243-9617. All right. So, ATL. So, apparently, you, myself, our parents, and anyone who has ever used the Q-tip have been using Q-tips wrong for years. So we're going to get into that next week. Also, we're going to get into millennials. Millennials are very expensive. So we're going to talk about why are they expensive. They are thus far, they're living different. They're living different when it comes to spending. So we're going to talk about that next week here on Kicking It with DJ ATL, Six Eyes. Six Eyes Radio, Kicking It with DJ ATL, Lennon Style, whichever way you put it. It's all good. So we're going to talk about
that next week.
Also, make sure that you are staying hydrated with it being hot. If you're out there doing yard work, please make sure that you have water. You're not becoming dehydrated. Also, make sure your pets have fresh water. Okay? Try to change the, you know, depending on how much water your dog drinks, please make sure that they don't have a dry bowl out there, because that's like you having a dry cup and it's burning up outside. So make sure pets have plenty of water, too. Also, make sure you check on the elderly. And for people who live in extremely hot areas, a lot of places have what's called cooling centers where you can go cool off and get out of this heat, because heat stroke is very real. So So we want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, if you know anyone who is in a domestic violence situation, please dial 1-800-799-SAFE. That number again is 1-800-799-SAFE. We want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Never let one hit you and tell you they love you. That goes both ways, because men hit women and women hit men. So don't do that. It's not nice. All right. We want to thank our listeners who listened in. We want to thank 404. That number in your phone, 424-243-9617.
I might be throwing this in the list, but before we get up out of here, I know last week we were not on the air. We had some technical difficulties. And I know there was a question that was put out there, and I know we just got through celebrating Father's Day, which was a great holiday. And, you know, that's one thing I do want to make sure. I know y'all didn't get a chance. And let me see. I make sure I gotta always play this on our network.
Happy holidays from Six Eyes Radio.
Absolutely.
All right. Definitely want to make sure that's first done. Definitely done first. Juneteenth as a holiday. Is it a federal holiday? And I know this is a question. Is it a federal holiday or is it a local holiday? And
No, that's a federal. That's a federal
well,
government holiday.
Well, I know it's been treated as a federal, but really is it a local holiday? Because there is a question out there. We're talking about a situation that happened in Galveston, Texas, where the pacification of slavery was ended. And it took some people some time to get the news down there. There were other people who was telling them, hey, you're free. And they waited and waited 5 years before the pacification really said, okay, slave owners, you have to let these guys free. I'll question this, and this is a question I do want to put out there, and I do want to do it right. During that time, and I'm going to put the whole facts up there, there was people all the way in bondage and slavery all the way to the 1960s in the United States of America. So that's why I'm asking, is this a Galveston, Texas situation, to me, is probably considered as a local, because, again, they did things down in Galveston, Texas when they got free that time, that did certain parties, that did certain setups. They had things done. Now, was that the same thing that was going on in Georgia? Yeah, we were free too, but there was also some people in Georgia still in bondage during the time of that and during their celebration. So, I think it's if we talk about overall slavery and we talk about the emancipation of freedom across the country, in the United States, yes, we have moved forward from slavery because, see, slavery itself, we send, most of us put color to it and put race to it, black people, but there was black owners who owned slaves. There was white people who were slaves. We got to look at it from the full dimension of it. And it's still, as we speak today, there's new slave trades that are going on now in this decade. So it's kind of a situation. Do we say this is a federal situation or local? Is it great for America to celebrate what went on in Galveston, Texas? Maybe story? And that's a good question. I think we need to bring that up.
I'll tell you what. So what we're going to do, so for the listeners, and make sure you check that Facebook box right there, the bottom right. See that Facebook right where you see the Blog Talk? Click that box. And this show will be available right after this broadcast. Once again, we thank our listeners that surround the city and states, our faraway countries. We thank 404. Hey, you might as well join us every week because we're here. Hey, we're here 7 days a week, so you might as well check out every show. So we appreciate you, our mystery caller, you know. Yeah, man. So that's definitely something we can talk about next week. We're also going to talk about how we have been using Q-tips wrong, apparently. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about what is your favorite brand of coffee, since we are coffee drinkers here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're going to talk about what is your favorite coffee. Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. These are good topics, guys. They're good topics. So y'all heard it. We'll be talking about the Galveston, Texas situation. Juneteenth, we will be talking about it from a hell of a level. And, I mean, I want everyone to call in, and I want people to really gather. I think it's good that we have Juneteenth as a federal holiday,
But I think people need to use that holiday and do a lot of research and try to do some search and find out again. I just wanted to say reason why I think that it's the state situation in the city, because, you know, if I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't know any history about
we're going to get into it next week. We're not going to talk about it right now.
Yeah, let's get into it next week.
Before anything, man, it's the mindset. And what we do here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, which I didn't do at the top of the show, we always do how is your mental. That's what we've been doing here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And I would have to say my mental is great. Very happy. I'm still floating from yesterday. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Had a great time. I had my Huggy Bear shoes on. People are loving the video. And man, it's about living, because like I said, you get birthday once a year, you know. But like my mom said, every day is your birthday. Every holiday that's celebrated once a year, it's every day. Every day is your birthday. You know, so that's a blessing. So remember that. You know, you got a special one in your life. Every day is Valentine's Day. You celebrate Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. You get the point which I'm making? You know, every day.
That makes sense, man.
Every day is those respective holidays that people celebrate. And also, you know, call your friends. Call your friends. See how they're doing. You know, you never know. You never know how they're feeling, you know, and that call could make the difference, you know. Again, if people are not happy, you know, there is a time where people are gloomy. Even though it's sunny outside, it's gloomy because people are sad. And, you know, a lot of people are sad, you know, for the loved ones who have gone on, you know, but they'll live within us. Energy doesn't die. Energy lives and it's there. You know, our loved ones is in our hearts. You know, it's in our hearts. And we're also going to talk about the, I know here in Ohio, they have a carry law where you don't have to have a permit to carry a firearm. You don't have to, you can basically carry a gun. I mean, so basically this is turning into a wild, wild west situation. Also, they have approved for teachers in Ohio to carry guns in the midst of the Robb Elementary school shooting in Texas. So these are the topics that we're going to talk about next week here on the 6 Eyes Radio, kicking in with 6 Eyes, DJ ATL. These are the topics we're going to talk about. So we hope you got that number in your phone. The number to the 6 Eyes Radio Network, where you can enjoy all shows 7 days a week. As a matter of fact, why don't you play that drop from my mentor?